My name is Dewan Davis. I am 11 years old.
My name is Robert Johnson. I am 16 years old.
We interviewed Justin Lang, on August 8th, 2018.
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and then I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland on Ross Court, and I grew up in a little cul-de-sac there, about a mile outside of Washington, D.C. It's a neighborhood that, in all my time growing up, I never saw anything more than like a little fist fight that we were in. Never knew anybody that was shot. That was never a risk that we were outside that could happen. Well, I applied to colleges, you know, and I applied to 5 schools. I got into 3, Rutgers, Pitt, I think Drew in New Jersey. Didn't have very good grades, but I knew I had good SAT scores, and I knew that being a black boy with good SAT scores at that time in life, I would still get into a school I wanted to go to because I wanted to go to a school with black people. I came to Pitt, and I had a new environment and a new set of rules. I graduated in 4.5 years. I didn't really care that much. I had expected to graduate. Plus, by the time I was graduating, I had a child on the way. So I had other concerns on my mind. I was a probation officer. I only did it because I needed to get health insurance for my son, who was going to be born, and his mother was in college. So I needed to find health insurance. And my fraternity brother knew someone at the county. And so he said, you could apply for this job as a probation officer. So I studied every single day to take this civil service exam, and then I scored really high, and I got the job. But that's how I became a probation officer. It wasn't because I had any interest. I'd never thought of it. Was it like dangerous? No, not really. I wasn't from an environment where that many people were on probation. I didn't have much experience in my family with it. I wasn't really prepared for the very anti-police mentality. I had friends in the Hill District that I knew because I used to work at the Hill House. My first job really out of school was a probation, but I was working at the Hill House as a tutor. And so I had made some friends of kids, their parents. And so when I would come up and around, people started to say, like, you have to be careful because some people up here are on probation. They might recognize you. It was only dangerous when I was out of the protection of the probation office and then in spaces where highly criminalized police communities like the Hill District, then you don't have that protection anymore. And so that's where it could be a little dicey, but I never really ran into too much. Certain neighborhoods are decided by this city to have lots of criminals, and there are lots of police cars. Like in this neighborhood here, I lived over here for 20 years, and it's forever a police car driving around, moving around. If you drive around all the time, you're going to find more problems. So it's criminalized. It's not criminal people, but the society is turning a place into a place of criminality. They've decided that. I work as a consultant. People asked me to help them like think through certain problems that they have, certain challenges. So I work with some foundations and arts organizations, and they're trying to figure out how predominantly white foundations and predominantly people of color theaters can work together and get more money and resources to those theaters, and they have to figure that out. I used to work for a foundation, and so they call me and they say, maybe you could help us think this problem through. Or up here on Bedford Avenue, they were trying to figure out what kind of new housing to build, and Trek was doing that work. And so they said, maybe you might talk to people up here and help us do focus groups and figure out what people might want to see. All this kind of stuff that probably sounds very boring to you, I'm quite sure. I tell you, I love it though, because you know what? I'm at work right now in my t-shirt and my jeans. I just did a phone call. I'll do another phone call in an hour. I work for the company I started. And then that company, I advertise that company to different people and they hire me. I work for them, but I can work in my house, I can work in my office, I can work in my car. Consultant might sound boring, but having your own company, I find it interesting. And I get to wear a Black Panther shirt to work. Read Black authors, watch Black movies, listen to a wide variety of like Black music. I would say just to be curious about your culture and then want to contribute to it. But you can contribute better if you're learning more about it. So I think those would be some things I would say, like watch old movies like from the 70s. Like try to look for what is it that people want me to know that's right in front of me? What's right in front of me? And how do I get off the beaten path, the road everybody else walks? How do I get off of that and find my own curiosities and follow my own interests?